Yeah, back to the on-court stuff. We're kind of reintegrating John back into basketball-related activities by design. We had him take a couple weeks off at the end of the season just to kind of let things get back to a good baseline, let things heal. And so now we're in kind of that gradual ramp-up period where we're getting him back into basketball-related work. So he's going to be going to USA Basketball in the next couple days. He's made some really, really good improvements in terms of how he's moving, his mechanics with his squat, his hinging pattern, his single leg stability, all things that are very, very important and things that translate over into basketball performance. So it was very, very encouraging to see that he's made strides in just a short period of time.
I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I play basketball in the NBA.
One day we gon' ball. I just made a call, just like John Wall. I just caught a law, now they don't. The only one, the chosen one, they know we lost. My dog chick came home, break them off.
We gon' ball like John Wall one day.
I've been knowing John since we was like little kids, since we both had like cornrows in our heads. So
same
been,
neighborhood.
Yeah, same neighborhood for sure. Just getting back to the grind.
Ronnie Purvis is a beast. He's a monster. He's been a beast since he was in sixth grade. He was basically John Mini-Me. Like, it was the upbringing of John Wall and Ronnie Purvis. And before they even had their name, he'd been like that. I mean, John set the bar high for people in Raleigh, North Carolina. Because we didn't get the respect until somebody like John laid his foot down and said, listen, it's really some hoopers and it's really some cats out here that can really do their thing out here. And after that, they had no choice but to look at Raleigh. It's really some hoopers that's doing their thing from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I think that's how it all came together. And the reason why I think they're out here today, because, you know what I'm saying, like Raleigh, the people that really hoop is like a family, like a little family.
It was good for my first day. Got in, competed a little bit, went after it with Jeff and John. You know, so I'm just happy to be out here, man. I'm blessed. Yeah, it's crazy, man, but you know, that's what it's all about, man. You know, supporting each other from the same city, same state, all that type of stuff, man. Just want to see each other do well, you know, and it only make the city look better.
Riding in that Beamer looking sporty. I went up another M and didn't notice. Boy, I'm loaded. It's your man from the start, you gotta break him off. Put your hands on the ground, you gotta break your fall. Soon as we get the chance, we gon' take him off. And if he ain't from the start, swing. We gon' ball like John Wall one day. Hey, and I can see it in they face. But I'm laughing to the
one day we gon' ball. I just made a call, just like John Wall. I just caught a law, now they don't. The only one, the chosen one, they know we lost. My dog chick came home, break them off.
We gon' ball like John Wall one day. And I can see it in their face. But I'm laughing to the pain.
Just think about it logically. Look who's on the court. You know, how could you feel like, you know, you've been given a free ticket to, you know, sit on the front row, you know, at an NBA game costs a lot of money. And they're all here, it's, you know, and you get to be there and talk to them and coach them and laugh with them. That's big time fun. So it's pretty easy to enjoy it.
Thank you.
he's gotten better every year. You know, he came in pretty young, and he's figured out, you know, what's important in the game, you know, what you need to do to be a professional, and he's been doing that year in and year out. And he did the same thing here. He's a hard worker. He wanted to be here. He wanted to play well. And that goes for everybody that's here. I mean, they didn't come here just to sit on the side and go to dinner in Vegas. I mean, we went 4-on-4 and 5-on-5, and we did a lot of running, and that's what they wanted to do. You know, we didn't force that issue or anything. They wanted to be competitive. They wanted to have contact. And so, you know, John and everybody else, you know, just jumped in and did it.
USA bitch, I have no smile on nothing. They try to get me.
Oh, you talking about on the
yeah,
first guy.
Yeah,
the first head shot.
You trying to do a hammer your ass?
Shot it out. Yeah, bro, my picture.
Yeah.
What they were saying.
Like, you like Ford Whitaker. They say you like Uncle. They say you like Ford Whitaker, you like Uncle Drew Uncle.
Oh, what's it?
I'm Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I took
they like Uncle.
Picture.
They like Uncle Drew Uncle. No way.
Look at you guys.
They
said,
like Ford Whitaker.
My favorite meme, it was Mr. Glass from the movie Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah.
That Samuel L. Jackson in the wheelchair. That's definitely, that's one by far, man.
Uncle Drew Uncle.
Uncle Drew's Uncle.
Uncle Drew Uncle. That was the funniest one. And John Witherspoon. Pop. Like John Witherspoon, though. I've been told him he was like John Witherspoon, he was like Ike Turner. Ike Turner, John Witherspoon, Uncle Drew, Uncle.
All that.
All that. All that in one.
Oh, God. Truth be told, I'm a big Star Wars fan. So the comparison between John and Forrest Whitaker's character in the new Solo movie, I had a hard time not laughing with that.
That was Flays,
everyone?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, they always funny, though. Most always funny.
Craig's dad from Friday, probably one of the better ones.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. I like that one.
I mean, because this is my brother, man. It's genuine. You know what I'm saying? To see, you know, someone that, you know, I played with, you know, in college, you know, make it to this level and, you know, continue to be great. It's, you know, it's unbelievable.
You feel like you get more out of a workout when you're with somebody like him?
Oh, no question. I mean, he's going to push you. You know, as you can see, you know, every time, you know, I'm missing a shot, you know, he's picking me up. So, you know, I love that.
I let her go. She go in the bed like turbo. She go bring back that payroll. I ain't really study stats. Don't let watch stick to the cold. Baby, that's your high roll.
That's your high roll. Deep
weight bankroll won't fold. Keep it hot, my b****s though cold. Vivi a diamond, they hit like water. New DaVinci drips, you like Gunner. Boy, I know you ain't the one. Boy, I know you just a runner. Boy, you like worse than my uncle. It gon' be a cold summer. I might go bust out and roll you. Touchdown, sign Brady. I know you b****s shady. I know that you are gon' trade on me. Two, boy, let the two go. Young and dangerous. Too many b****s on my line. Pay them, no, never mind. Don't worry about them diamonds. Don't go.
And I ain't dope to get it from Pop. Pop, ain't nobody like Pop. Yeah, Pop's dope. Pop's one of the, I think one of the GOATs, the coaches. Yeah, like every time I go there, like even like last 2 years ago, I think it was when I went, I was just really focused on defense and trying to set people up because everybody trying to be a scorer at USA. And that's not what it's all about. They got certain guys that you know gonna be scorers. His guys have got to be able to play defense, set guys up, and just be able to knock down shots when you get a chance. That's what it's all about to me. That's my goal, have a gold medal. Hey, Kyle, work him up. Kyle, you shockwave. Oh.
Said the internet is undefeated. What do you mean by that?
They just always gonna win, no matter what. Whatever they find about you, good or bad, they're always gonna find out. It's a social media world that we're in now, especially with camera phones.
So that just makes it easier to like kind of take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So that whole picture thing to you, that was just, that was all jokes. That was funny.
To me, it was when I had seen everybody talking about it.
When did you notice?
After practice, everybody was like, you see a picture go by, I'm like, nah, I ain't even know what the picture looked like.
So like, when you were sitting next to James when they were doing all the interviews and you were scrolling the phone, is that when you...
Nah, I still ain't seen it. I didn't see it until I got, like, after I was done with media. Oh, but they were just talking about it. I ain't see it. I was like, oh, yeah.
Break them off. We gon' ball like John Wall one day. Hey, and I can see it in their face. But I'm laughing to the bank. But I'm laughing to the bank.